读几处的圣经。第一
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处在希伯来书。
First is Hebrews.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章第十四节。
Hebrews 12, verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Hebrews 12:14 Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
后半句说要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
The second part tells us that we need to pursue holiness, without it no one can see God.
我们再翻到后面彼得前书第一章十五节十六节。
And 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
那召你们呢，既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
1 Peter chapter 1:15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy.
再翻到罗马书第十二章。
And Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly.
就是说，当将身体献上的时候，不仅是一个活祭，那是一个圣洁，就是在那里，他就经历到一个圣洁。
That tells us that when you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, not only it is holy, but you have to make it acceptable to God. There, you yourself should experience sanctification first.
我们再翻到前面约翰福音第十七章，约翰福音十七章十六节。
Chapter 17, verses 16 and 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
The gospel according to John chapter 17 verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
神的道使我们能够圣洁成圣。
So God's word makes us holy to sanctify us.
我们再翻到以弗所书第五章。
And Ephesians chapter 5,
二十六节
verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing water by the word, that her is the church.
用水借着道就是神的话，把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
With the washing of the water by the word of God.
我想最后再读希伯来书第十二章。
I think lastly we will read Hebrews.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
深深的父都是随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
万年的父就是我们的神，他管教我们有一个目的，叫我们得益处，就是要叫我们在那圣洁上有份。
The Father of spirits chastens us for one purpose, that is, he wants us to be profited and also to be partakers of his holiness.
我们圣经读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
Now this is today's scripture reading. Please bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，一同在你宝血的护庇底下来到你施恩的座前。
Lord, we thank you under the covering of your precious blood. Together we come before the presence before your throne.
每当我们来到你面前，我们就觉得我们是在一般蒙福的人，因为我们能够常常侍立在你面前来听你的话语。
Every time we come before you, we feel how blessed we are because we can stand still to serve you.
我们感谢你，你的话不仅成我们生命的供应，你的话常常在生活上来引导我们。
We thank you that not only is your word the provision of our life, but also in our living, it always leads us.
那我们常常活在你话语的光中。
So that we could constantly live in the light of your word.
那我们在你的光中得以与你相交。
Therefore, in your life, we could commune with you.
我们感谢你，因此早晨这点时间，我们仍然一同来到你施恩的座前。
Lord, we thank you during this morning, in this short period of time, together we come before your throne.
求你借着圣灵来更新我们的心思意念。
May you renew our minds and thoughts through the Holy Spirit.
那我们在这里有更新的灵来接受你的话。
So that we have this renewed spirit to receive your word.
那我们在这里有一个好的土地来接受你栽种的道。
And we could have this good soil to receive your planted word.
好，叫这些话真是成为我们真实的艺术，引导我们过每天的生活。
So that these words will become our real benefit to lead us to live our daily life.
我们一同等候在面前。
Lord, we wait before you together.
求主施恩帮助我们。
O Lord, be gracious to us and help us.
这样祷告都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们早晨来继续和弟兄姊妹来交通怎样过一个分别为圣的生活。
This morning, I would like to continue to fellowship with you as to how to live a sanctified life.
我们上次从利未记十一章里面看见律法，神借摩西所传给以色列百姓律法里面吃活物的条例来说到怎样过一个。
Last time we shared on Leviticus chapter 11 from the dietary laws of God, we can understand how we should live a holy life.
因为神是圣洁的，所以他的百姓也要圣洁。
Because God is holy, so His people should be holy.
因为神是圣洁的神，所以非圣洁没有人能够见主。
And because He is a holy God, with a holiness, no one can see Him.
所以为了这个缘故，神呼召神的百姓要过一个圣洁的生活。
For this very reason, God called His people to live a holy life.
因为只有个圣洁的人，他才能够常常来到主的面前来朝见他，来侍奉他，来亲近他。
Because only a holy person can come before God to be drawn near to Him to be fellowshipping with Him and to worship Him.
当我们读圣经一开头的时候,
when we read the very beginning of our Bible,
我们看见神创造了万有, 创造了, 许多的活物,
we see God has created so many things, living creatures.
神所造每一样都是好的,
and everyone is good.
这一切神所造的也都是为了人预备，让人来可以享受的。
And every creature is created for man for their satisfaction, for their joy.
但是我们看见当人犯罪堕落以后，
But we see after man fell,
不仅人因着罪成为一个不洁净的人，成一个不圣洁的人。
Not only did man become unholy, filthy people,
所有受造的万物、活物呢，也都受了污染、受了玷污、受了影响。
Even all creatures were defiled.
所以罗马书第八章告诉我们说呢，不仅人在那边叹息劳苦。
So in Romans 8, we read that not only would man groan,
所有受造之物呢，一同在那边叹息劳苦。
Even all the creation is groaning and laboring.
所以我们看见当人犯罪堕落以后，这些受造的活物也受了影响，也一同在虚空底下，在那里叹息劳苦，成为一个不洁净的。
So after man fell, all the creatures have become defiled creatures that they all labor, they all groan under the universe, and they all together become unclean.
但是当我们读到创世纪第七章，看见挪亚造方舟的时候，
But then when we read Genesis chapter 7, when we see Noah build the ark,
当神要借洪水审判这个地上所有的人，
When God was about to judge the old people on earth through the blood,
神吩咐挪亚带进方舟里的牲畜里面有洁净的，有不洁净的。
And God commanded Noah to take in all kinds of animals, clean and unclean ones.
我们看见在那里， 活物当中已经分成两类，一种是洁净的，一种是不洁净的。
So right there we see that all the living creatures were divided into two kinds, clean and unclean.
到利未记十一章更清楚地告诉我们很详细的哪些活物是洁净的，哪些活物是不洁净的。
And in Leviticus chapter 11, God detailed clearly what creatures were clean as opposed to those unclean.
那么神怎么样根据什么原则来说哪些活物是洁净的，哪些活物是不洁净的呢？
Then by what principles that God made this distinction?
我们上次讲到过，而是根据他们的生活方式。
And last time we mentioned it is based upon the way of their living.
那就是说他们根据他们跟这个环境的一个关系。
It all depended upon their relationship with the environment in which they live.
就属灵意义来说，就是说，他们和这个世界关系是怎样的关系来认定他们是洁净的或是不洁净的。
So spiritually speaking, how they related to the world could decide whether they were clean or unclean.
就是说，他们和这个世界是不是一个分别的一个关系
？Did they have this separate relationship from the world?
当这个活物跟世界有个分别的时候，神就认定它是洁净的。
If this living creature is separated from the world, then God viewed it as clean.
当这些活物生活的时候，跟这个世界是没有分别的，神就认定它是不洁净的。
But if these living creatures lived inseparably with the world, then God saw them unclean.
同样在我们这些塑造人身上也是同样一个原则。
So likewise, the same principle applied to us who were created by Him.
当始祖亚当犯罪以后，我们这些都是亚当的后裔。
When our father Adam sinned, we as descendants of him.
因着罪的缘故，我们成为不洁净的人，成为不圣洁的人。
And because of sin, we all become unclean, unholy.
因为我们都是罪人，在神面前都是一个污秽、肮脏的人。
Because we're all sinners, filthy and dirty before Him.
但是后来我们看见神在那里称呼一般人，他们是一个洁净，他们是圣洁的人。
Then later on, we see God called a group of people clean, holy ones.
在旧约里面，我们看见就是以色列百姓。
And in Old Testament, we see that this group of people is Israelites.
神称以色列百姓，他们是圣洁的国度。
God called Israelites a holy nation.
他们是一个洁净的人。
They are clean people.
所以在旧约时代呢，凡是不是以色列这个族类的人，那些外邦人呢，都是被称为不洁净的人。
So in Old Testament, anybody who is not of the Israelites is called a Gentile, unholy, unclean.
为什么在这堕落族类当中，有一半人神称他们是洁净的人呢？
Why is it in this fallen race, God would call a certain people clean?
因为神把以色列百姓从埃及、法老权势底下拯救出来。
Because God has delivered them from the domain of Pharaoh in Egypt.
那就是说他们被从把神把他们从世界撒在权势里面呢拯救出来。
That tells us that God saved them from domain of the world of Satan.
他们这帮人是归给神的人，是属神的人。
So these people belong to God.
他们不再属世界，他们和这个世界有一个分别。
No longer would they belong to the world. They made a separation.
所以神称他们是在万民中是一个独特的子民。
Therefore, God called them a unique generation among all nations.
因为他们从今以后，他们不是属世界，他们乃是属神的人。
Because from them on, that this people belong to God, no longer to the world.
所以我们看见在旧约时代，神是这样的一个原则：哪些人是洁净的，哪些人不洁净的呢？
So this is the principle that God used in Old Testament to decide who are clean and who are not.
属神的人，不属世界的人，他们就是洁净的人。
Those who belong to God, not to the world, are considered clean.
因为他们和世界有关系，他们和世界是分别分开的。
They did not have any relationship with the world. They were set apart from the world.
因此这样缘故，他们成为一般圣洁的人，这是他们在神面前的一个地位。
And for this reason, this is the standing they hold before God. They are considered holy people.
他们之所以成为圣洁，还不是因为他们没有犯罪，还不是因为他们好像是一个完全的人。
They are considered holy, but not because they never sinned or they were perfected.
那是他们是一般从世界里面被分别为圣出来归给神的人，所以他们被称为圣民。
It's simply because they have been set apart from the world to God, so they were called saints.
到了新约，我们看见有一般人也被称为圣徒。
And in New Testament, we also see a group of people being called saints.
基督徒被称为圣徒。
Those are the Christians.
原来他们也是亚当的后裔。
Originally, they are also descendants of Adam.
原来他们也是一个不洁净的人，不圣的人。
Originally, they were unclean. They were filthy.
但是有一天，他们相信了主耶稣基督。
But one day they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们从世界里面被拯救出来，和世界有一个分别。
Therefore, they are delivered from the world. They are there is a distinction between them and the world.
他们不再是属世界，他们是属神的人。
No longer do they belong to the world, but now they belong to God.
所以神称他们是圣徒。
Therefore, God called them saints.
所以希伯来书第三章一开头告诉我们说呢，同蒙天召的圣洁的弟兄们。
Therefore, in Hebrew chapter 3, in the very beginning, we read the partakers of the heavenly calling.
所以弟兄们，当我们蒙恩得救以后呢，神称我们是圣洁的人。
So, brothers and sisters, after we are saved by His grace, God called us holy ones.
甚至像哥林多教会这样充满罪恶、充满许多败坏肉体的一个教会。
Just as even in Corinthian church, which was full of sins and corruption.
保罗写信给他们的时候，仍然称他们是圣徒。
But when Paul wrote the epistle to them, Paul still called them saints.
为什么他们被称为圣徒呢？
Why they were called
saints? 因为他们在耶稣基督里面成圣蒙召的一般人。
Because they are the people sanctified in Christ Jesus, and they are so called.
所以这个圣呢，是讲到他们在神面前的一个地位。
So the reason they're called saints is speak of their position before God.
他们呢是在基督耶稣里面的人。
These are the people who are in Christ Jesus.
的确，他们是从世界里面被分别为圣出来的。
Indeed, they are sanctified from the world.
所以在神的眼光里面，不管他们实际的光景是怎样，神仍然称他们是圣徒。
So in the sight of God, no matter what kind of real conditions they might in, God still called them saints.
在神的眼中，他们是一般洁净的人。
And in God's eyes, they are clean people.
用什么？今天神看我们就是这样一种人。Brother
and sister, this is how God sees us today.
所以今天神看我们是怎样一个人？是一个圣洁、是一个洁净的人，还是一个不圣不洁的人呢？
How does God see us today? Holy or unholy? Clean or unclean?
今天在我们当中有许多听到寻求真理的朋友们，你在神的眼光当中是怎样一种人呢？
Today among us there are many truth seekers or friends. What kind of people are you being seen in God's eyes?
你若是已经相信耶稣基督的话，神就看你是一个圣洁，是一个洁净的人。
If you have believed in Jesus Christ, then God views as clean and holy.
你若是还没有相信主耶稣基督呢，在神来看是一个不洁净的人。
But if you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God, you are unclean.
可能你的生活规规矩矩是在人眼光当中是一个非常好的人。
Maybe you live an orderly, law-abiding life, but in the view of everybody else, you're a very good person.
但是神仍然说这是一个不洁净的人。
But God still considers you unclean.
直到有一天，当你相信耶稣基督的时候呢。 也许你的生活仍然是许多的残缺。
Now, until one day you really believe in Jesus Christ, even though your life is replete with all the imperfection.
但是在神眼中已经被认定是一个洁净的人，是一个圣洁的人。
But in the sight of God, you are considered holy and clean.
但是我们看见神的心意不是停留在这里。
However, we do see that God's will does not stay at this spot.
神不仅要我们在地位上成为圣洁洁净的人。
Not only does He want us to become holy and clean people,
神要叫我们在实际的里面显出那个圣洁，显出那个实际实在是一个洁净的人。
But God also wants us to live out this cleanliness, this holiness in our life.
所以利未记十一章。 神借着律法告诉以色列百姓，在许多吃食物的这一方面，要来表明他们怎样才能过一个实际圣洁洁净的生活。
So in Leviticus chapter 11, God shows them so many dietary laws so that they could manifest this holiness in reality.
只有真正进到一个圣洁的人，在神面前才能真正蒙神悦纳。
Only the person who has actually entered into true holiness can be accepted before God. And this is a shown forth in your daily living.
它是分体倒结的，神就称他们是圣洁的，是洁净的。
So last time we mentioned that some creatures, they have divided hooves and they chew the cud, so God said they are clean.
就是说他们实际上是和这个世界有分别的。
So it tells us that in reality, there is a distinction between them and the world because their hooves are divided.
当活物走在路上走过以后，地上留下一个脚印。
after these living creatures walked on the ground, they will leave behind an imprint.
人看见的时候就知道这是个洁净的活物。
And people see the distinguishing, and they know this is a clean creature.
就是说，在他生活上，人可以看出这个人的确和世界已经实在的分别了。
We could see in this person, indeed, this person has been separated from the world.
我们看见这个水中有的那些鱼。
And also the fish are swimming in the seas.
他们有刺，他们有鳞。
If they have fins and scales.
他们和这个黑暗罪恶的环境、水的环境里面生活活动的时候，他们身上有一个保护。
They have this protection, even though they live in the sea, which represents the domain of darkness.
因为他们有身上有刺，他们可以逆流而上。
And because they have fins, they could swim against the tide.
他们不会随着潮流而在那边游水。
They would not go with the flow.
他们不会随着世界的风俗习惯在那边过生活。
Nor would they live their life according to the course of the world.
他们身上有鳞保护着。外面罪恶不能进到他们身上。
And they also have the scales which will protect them from the world.
那些污水不会进到他们身体里面。
All the filthy water will not get into it.
他们在生活里面就显明他们是一般有保护，他们和这个世界有分别、有界限的一般人。
So these people in their daily living show that there is a distinguishing, there is this protection of their life from the world.
我们看到一些昆虫，他们会跳。
And we also see some of the insects they leap.
就是说他们生活，他们巴不得能够脱离这个地的这个吸引。
As though they're saying, if only they could be delivered from all the appealing of the world.
他们要尽可能的离地而生活。
As much as possible, they wanted to live a life above the ground.
他们也是洁净的。
So they're considered clean.
但是我们看见有一些活物，他们是完全是爬在地上生活的。
Then again, we see other living creatures. They totally crawl on the ground.
他们整个身心思意念完全和这个地是连在一起。
Their mind, their thoughts are so connected to the ground.
神就说他们是不洁净。
Then God said they're unclean.
是可憎的。
They're actually abominable.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些属灵的一个一种表明。
So brothers and sisters, all these have spiritual manifestation and spiritual application.
那是让神儿女看见，当我们生活在这个地上的时候，我们和这个地应该有一个分别。
So God's children could see that as we live on earth, we should make a distinction from the world.
借着生活方式，借着生活的形态，人可以看见这一般人的确是和世人不一样的。
Through the way, the manners of our living, people could see, oh, these people are different.
不仅他们是在神的眼光当中地位是圣的。
Not only are they holy, position-wise in the sight of God,
他们在实际情形里面也是表明他们是圣的。
But in reality, they manifest the holiness also.
所以希伯来书第十二章我们刚读说，人非圣洁不能没有人能够见主。
In Hebrews 12, we just read that without holiness, no one can see God.
这是讲到一个主观的一个经历。
This is a subjective experience.
只有可能真正在经历里面经历到这个圣洁，他才能够真正见主。
Only when a person really experiences this holiness subjectively,
他才能真正看见主。
Could see God all the time.
他才能来到主的面前来亲近他。
Then he could come before the Lord to draw near to him.
所以他说，你们要追求圣洁。
Therefore, the Bible teaches pursue holiness.
表明说，我们身上可能还没有圣洁。
It tells us that in us there is no perfect holiness yet.
我们还需要追求。
And that's why we need to pursue after.
的确，我们已经被主从世界里面分别为圣出来。
Indeed, we are sanctified from the world.
是圣的。
We are holy.
但在实际情形里面，可能我们里面是满有许多污秽肮脏。
But in reality, maybe our life is still filled with filthiness and uncleanness.
在实际情形里面，我们的心仍然是向着世界的。
In reality, maybe our heart is still toward the world.
我们生活方式和这个世界仍然是联合在一起的。
The manners of our living is still so connected with
the world. 在这样光景底下，我们就没有办法来到主人面前来朝见他。
In this kind of condition, there is no way we can come before the Lord to worship Him.
所以我们才需要追求圣洁。
And that's why we need to pursue holiness.
当我们在追求里面，我们进到圣洁的时候，我们就能够来到这个圣洁的主面前。
In the process of pursuing holiness, then we can actually enter into the holiness and to come before Him to worship Him.
因为一个人若是不圣洁，他就不能见主。
Because without holiness, no one can see God.
这是见主的一个条件。
And this is a requirement for seeing God.
对，彼得也告诉我们说，你们在一切所行的上要 圣洁。
Therefore, Peter says, in all your conduct, be holy.
因为那召我们的是圣洁。
Because he who called us is holy.
所以神召我们，让我们在生命的实际里面也能够像他一样是圣洁的。
God has called us to be as holy as he is in our reality.
为什么今天许多称为基督徒的人
？Why is today all those who professed to be Christians？
他常常觉得主与他非常的疏远的一个关系。
Often feel that they have this estranged relationship with God.
主对他来说非常的陌生。
It seems the Lord is so aloof to them.
他也不感觉到主与他同在。
And they don't feel the Lord's presence.
因为生活上没有实际的经历一个圣洁的生活。
It is because in their living they do not really experience this holy life.
因为在实际生活上没有经历这个圣洁，所以他也不能来朝见主。
And because in their daily living they do not possess this holiness, so they could not come to worship.
他总是觉得与主的关系好像非常遥远，有一个间隔在那里。
They always feel there is such a wide gap between them and God.
因为主是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
因为人不圣洁，所以人就不能来到神面前。
Because men are unholy, so we cannot come before Him.
所以我们主乐意与人亲近。
Even though our Lord so delights Himself in coming to us,
因为这是主的心意。
Because this is His heart.
但是因着人不圣洁呢
？But because men's unholiness.
主要 来亲近人，好像他也没有办法，他也没有路可走。
Even God wants to draw near to us, but there is no way for him to do so.
主要依然靠近，但是好像在人和神之间有一个间隔在那里。
God wants to draw near to us, but it seems there is such a gap between us.
因为两种的性质不合。
Because two natures are so contrary.
两种的性质是互相排斥的。
And they are contrary to each other, and they are incongruent.
但是当一个人在追求圣洁的时候，他在生活上在经历到这个圣洁的实际的时候呢，他与主就非常亲近。
As a man who pursues holiness and experiences this holiness in reality in his daily living, he feels so close to the Holy God.
他在主面前好像一点难处都没有。
And before God, he doesn't see any.
因为他在生活实际里面，他经历到那个圣洁，经历到那个洁净。
Because in his daily living reality, he actually experiences that holiness.
所以他和主之间关系非常密切。
Therefore, he has this close, intimate relationship.
因为他知道人非圣洁不能见主。
Because he knows without holiness, no one can see God.
因为他知道他没有圣洁。
And he also knows he has no holiness.
所以他需要努力好好的追求圣洁。
Therefore, he strives to pursue after holiness.
好像这个圣洁生命就成型。在他身上
so that his holy life could be formed in him.
那么我们怎样才能够在属灵生活实际里面有一个圣洁的生活呢？
Now, how can we actually live out this holy life in our spiritual life in reality?
我们怎么样操练在生活里面的确在那有成圣的经历？
How can we exercise ourselves in our daily living to actually experience this process of being sanctified.
在那经历我们实在是一般洁净的人。
Experience the very fact that we are holy.
我们刚刚读到罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12:1 we just read.
我想这是我们开始要学习操练过一个圣洁生活的头一个条件。
I believe this is the first condition to our daily exercise in becoming holy.
就是奉献
，That is to consecrate.
奉献可以说许多属灵经历的一个关键。
This is the most monumental point of all of your spiritual experiences.
一个人要经历属灵的实际呢，必须头一个就是奉献自己。
A person for him to experience the spiritual reality, the very first thing is to offer yourself to God.
我们说过一个要真正进入服事的人。
We mentioned that a person who really wants to enter service.
或说一个人要有真正的服事。
Or to say if a person really wants to serve.
头一个就是奉献。
The first thing to do is to consecrate
yourself. 一个人若是没有奉献自己的话，他不可能有真实的服事。
He who does not consecrate himself to God will never have real services.
可能他可以做许许多事情。
Maybe he could do many, many things.
但是很实际的，他在这个服事里面，他没有真实的服事的果效。
But in fact, he does not have that real fruit of his service.
这就是为什么许多人在服事里面一下就消失了呢？
And that's why we see so many people, they serve and the next moment they disappear. They could not manifest the reality of their service because they have never got through this threshold of consecrating. And we could see this principle very clearly. As how Israelites build their tabernacle.
除非他们按着神的心意把神所要的礼物带到神面前来。
Unless, according to God's will, they brought their all of their offerings.
当所有礼物都带到神面前来的时候，他们才有开始真正的工作。
And when all the gifts were brought over, they could start the real service.
他们才在那里才真正开始来进行建造会幕的事情。
There they could really start building the tabernacle.
若是他们不愿照神的心意在奉献那些礼物的话，
But if they did not offer the gifts according to the will of God,
他们可以在神面前说，我们乐意来建造个会幕给你。
They could have said, Lord, we love to build a tabernacle for you. And we love to do so many things for you. As you command, that we will do. I believe that's just a wishful thinking. It's unreal thinking. What the Lord wanted first is for them to bring the gifts and offerings. And when they brought all these gifts and offerings, we see God's work started. And from then on, the true service started.
同样过一个要过一个真正属灵生活圣洁的生活，头一个也是奉献。
Likewise, for us really to live a consecrated holy life, the first thing to do is to consecrate ourselves.
因为这是经历属灵实际的一个要点。
This is such an important threshold through which you could really experience the spiritual reality.
什么是奉献呢?
Now, what is to consecrate yourself? That is to offer yourself to God.
让神来管理我们，支配我们。
So God could rule over you to reign you.
当人在神面前有这样的动作的时候，我们看见他开始就有个属灵的实际。
When we have this kind of action before God, then we now start entering into the spiritual reality. Then could we start really walk in this spiritual walk? And this is so true with the Israelites' experiences. As they ate the flesh of the lamb, there they were saved by God's grace. As they started to walk in this way of the wilderness, as they started to live to walk their spiritual way,
但是神就讲了奉献的事情。
God told them about this consecration.
把长子分别为圣归给神。
God said, sanctify the firstborn to me.
他们后面才有开始走旷野的道路。
And after that, they started their way of wilderness.
他们若是没有奉献自己的话，他们不可能有旷野的道路，属灵道路走。
Without this consecration of themselves first to God, it's impossible for them to walk this spiritual way.
今天人常常对奉献有一个误解。
Now today we often have this misconception about this consecration. We often feel after we've been Christians for a while, after our life have grown mature for a while, then this is the time to consecrate ourselves. But from our experiences, we could see many Christians, even though they have been believers for a long time, they still haven't started their spiritual walk yet. They haven't started to walk in this way wilderness in this world. Because they do not know the very first thing after you receive God's grace is to consecrate yourself to God. After we have been saved by His grace, after we have been bought by a price,
我们是属他的人,
then we belong to Him. No longer do we belong to ourselves.
那是一个客观的条件。
This is an objective requirement.
的确在客观道理上，主已经把我们买赎回来，我们是属他的人。
Objectively, yes, God did redeem us, and we belong to Him.
但是只有当一个人 把自己奉献给神的时候,
but only when a person really consecrates himself to Him,
重新认定我这个人是属于主的,
Once again, he reaffirms that he belongs to God. Once again, he admits that he's bought at a price. And saying, I'm willing to commit myself to you. So that you could reign over me, you could rule over me, you could lead me all my life. When he has this kind of a move, then we know that he's really leading a spiritual life. There, he's experiencing this sanctifying life. So Apostle Paul tells us that when you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, and this is holy, right here you're experiencing the reality of holiness. Here you're experiencing the fact that I am set apart to God. Admitting that I belong to God, not the world. There you're experiencing this holy sanctified living. Now when a person offers himself as a living sacrifice, this is a kind of sacrifice in general.
仔细或者说更清楚的是把我们的肢体奉献给神。
But even more so, specifically, is to offer your members a body to God. Therefore, in Romans 6, we read,
他说将你的肢体献给义，做奴仆，以至于成圣。
There it says that offer the members of your body to righteousness for holiness.
那是一个更实际的一个奉献。
That's a more realistic holiness.
把我们的肢体,
that is to offer your members,
把我们的口, 把我们的手, 把我们的脚,
our mouth, our hands, our feet,
把我们全身每一个肢体, 完全是一样一样的奉献给主,
every part of our bodies, one by one, offer them to God.
他说这样就以至于成圣,
and the Bible teaches that that will lead to holiness.
那意思就是说,
that tells us in such a way you will experience this sanctifying life.
但我们知道这个奉献不是一次就了结的。
Of course, we know that consecration is not a one-time matter.
这奉献是必须常常更新的。
This consecration needs to be renewed all the time.
必须常常来到神面前，再重新认定、重新承认你是我的主，我是属乎你的人。
We always need to come before Him all the time, confirming the fact that you are my God and I belong to you.
当一个人都是常常这样的奉献在神面前的时候，我们就看见这个人在那里就一个实际成圣的生活。
He who consecrates himself to God in such a way, we know he is living the reality of the sanctification.
他生活在这个世界上的时候，他知道这个口、这个脚、这个手不是属于他自己的。
As he lives in on earth, he knows his mouth, his hand, his feet, they do not belong to himself.
他知道这些所有肢体和这个世界生活接触的时候，和他应该有个界限，有一个分别。
Even though all the members of his body would come into contact in the world, he knows there should be a separating line.
他就不会照世人生活方式在那过生活。
No longer would he live just as the rest of the world do.
他就不会照世界潮流在那过生活。
And he would not follow the course of the world.
世人许多可以做的事情，他知道他不能做。
He knows many things which the world does, he would never do.
世人许多地方他可以去，他知道他不能去。
Many places everybody goes, he knows he can't.
世人许多话他可以随意的讲，他知道他不能随意讲话。
Many people who just say whatever they want, but he knows he cannot say things in such a way.
因为他知道这些肢体呢，每一样都已经归给神了。
Because he knows every part of his body have now been consecrated to God.
是神来管制他，管理他所有的肢体。
It is God who controls over all the members of his body.
是神来支配。 管理他所有的肢体,
it is God who reigns over his part of
the body.
If a person lives away and in such a way before God,
他就开始经历到圣洁的生活,
now he starts experiencing this holy life.
他在经历到原来他和这个世界有一个界限在那里,
and there he knows that there is a distinct dividing line between him and the world. 当一个人在这样的光景过生活的时候, when a person lives his life in such a way,
他来到神面前一点难处都没有。
When when he comes before God, he feels no hindrances.
他要来亲近神的时候是非常容易的。
As he draws near to God, it seems so easy.
因为他知道非圣洁没有人能够见。
Because he knows without holiness, no one can see God.
所以他常常在这个经验里面，他就可以来到主人面前，来到圣洁的神面前。
In this kind of subjective experiences, he often comes before this holy God in his presence.
因为他在他身上和世界的确有个实际的分别。
Because in this person, there is a real separation. In him from the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，奉献对我们属灵生活是一个非常重要的一个关键。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, consecration is such a critical point in our life.
一个真正奉献的人，我们在他生活上很容易看见他这个人的确和外面的许多人是不一样的。
He who truly consecrates himself to God, we could see such a distinct distinction between him and the rest of the world. Brothers and sisters, we often say when we come to the meetings, we need to be on time.
好像是非常简单的事情，但是好像对许多人来说是非常不容易的一件事情。
A very simple matter, right? But it seems to a lot of people it's very, very hard. When a person who really consecrates himself to God, he knows that this is the day of the Lord. Although he might have the struggle, such a simple thing like this to be on time. But still, we understand that behind this very simple matter, there is this tremendous domain power trying to grab us. Because the spirit of the world is trying to grab us. So outward looking is such a simple matter to be punctual, but in reality it is very difficult. Because behind the scenes, Satan, the world's domain, is upon him. So that he wants to be sympathetic to his flesh. Sympathetic to his own needs. And this is because this person hasn't truly consecrated himself. He who truly has this kind of consecration before God. Being delivered from the dominion of the world. And there proclaiming he does not belong to the world. Instead belonging to God.
是神在管理他这个人，管理他的肢体。
It is God who is controlling all his being and his body.
所以每到聚会时间到的时候，他就知道快快的起来预备自己。
Would get up early, and to prepare himself on the Lord's day to get ready.
这就是个奉献的一个时机。
And this is the reality of consecration.
他在这那里就经历到他是与世界的确是有分别。
And there he truly experiences that he is the distinguished from the world. It's not that the world is controlling over him, but the Lord. And right there we see he truly experiences the reality. Now, the same principle applies to all the spiritual reality. Because this is the foundation. Now, without this foundation, there is no way to be built up step by step. And this is why Christians tend to have so many difficulties. Why is it after we believe in the Lord for so many years, it seems that we are pursuing after Him, we're serving Him? It seems outwardly we are zealously serving. But why is our life is so hard to be built up? Because we do not have this foundation. So in Psalm we read, if the foundation of the righteous is destroyed, what can he do?
当这个根基被毁坏以后，什么事情都做不了。
When the foundation is destroyed, nothing could be done.
人可以在那继续做很多事情，但最后呢，建立事情都建立不起来。
although we seem to be doing many things, but in the end, nothing would come to fruition. Your life is simply hard to be built up.
所以头一个让我们看见怎样才能过一个属灵真实成圣的生活, 就是要奉献。
So the first thing that allows us to see is how do we live a real spiritual life? That is to consecrate ourselves to God. When we consecrate ourselves, then God says we're holy. And we are holy people. We're clean, so we can come before Him.
第二个,
the second
就是真理神的话,
is to obey God's word.
真理,
the second point is the word of God is the truth.
所以约翰福音17章, 主耶稣在那向父祷告的时候,
therefore, in John 17, as our Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Father,
他说求你用真理使他们成圣,
sanctify them by the truth.
你的道就是真理,
your word is the truth.
所以我们看见一个人要在成圣的生活经历这个属灵的成圣的生活, 神的话是非常重要的。
So for one to truly experience this sanctifying holy life, God's word is extremely important. Because God's word sanctifies us.
因为当一个人常常在读神的话的时候，他看见神的心意。
A person who constantly reads the word of God sees God's heart. And there he wants to live his life according to the will of God. Now by God's grace, he tried to live his life in such a way he could live a holy life. Because God's word will lead him into the right way. Therefore, in his daily living, he would not go astray. Because God's word is the light. So this person can always walk in the light of
God.
No longer would he live in darkness. But a person without the word of God lives in darkness. There he does all kinds of filthy, immoral things. Things displeasing to God.
但是当一个人常常在读神的话,
but if a person often studies God's word,
神话发出亮光,
and God's word will shed its light.
不仅神的话在那里能够成为我们生命的供应粮食,
not only would God's word become our food, our provision of our life,
神话在那里发出亮光的时候,
but when God's word sends out its light, our whole being is being enlightened.
我们就知道我们基督的生活是应该怎样过的,
and then we should know how to live a Christian life.
我们就知道我们在地上是怎样走这一条人生的道路,
and then we would know how to walk in this way of our life.
但是如果是一个人不去读神的话,正而然他就没有光,
but if you do not study God's word, of course you do not have the light. Although you could just live a Christian life,
但常常我们知道我们都是照着一个宗教的观念来过我们基督徒的生活,
but you probably would live your life according to the religious notion,
照着人生许多的道理伦理道德观念来过我们基督徒的生活,
according to all the moral ethical notions you live
your life.
Instead, living by the light, the revelation of the word of God. We live our life according to the world's principles and standards. Maybe by those principles, these things are not considered sins. Nor are they considered immoral.
但是在神眼光当中是一个世俗的事情,
but in the sight of God, they are worldly.
不是圣的事情,
not holy.
所以我们知道圣是什么呢?
So what is holy?
圣就是分别,
is to set apart.
不是圣的就是属的,
that is not holy, is profane, worldly.
属不一定代表它里面有罪恶,
worldly does not necessarily connote sin.
但是因为它是属的,
but because,
就是说它不是属神的,
because it is profane, worldly, so it does not belong to God. And this is the reason why we need to study God's word all the time. And we also ask God to help us that His word will send out the light. Some people would say that, oh, you study the Bible to find the light. Yes, indeed, if we read God's word but do not see light, we still are in darkness. We study God's word for the very purpose to see the light which could lead us. Only when God's word is enlightened, we could see where our way is, so that we will not stumble in the way. Without this light, should there be a stone in the darkness, wouldn't you stumble over it? And many things that would hinder your spiritual walking would just simply prevent you from spiritual walk. Therefore, the Bible teaches that he who walks in the light, to him there is no way of stumbling. He who lives in the dark would often be stumbled by many things. Why is the Christians often say that I'm offended by this and by that stumbled me? Why is it those things would make you stumble? It all simply means that you're in darkness, you do not see the stone right before you. If you are in the light, even though the stone is placed before you, you know that this thing would not make you stumble. You know that person would not make you stumble. Because you live in the light. He who lives in the light will not be stumbled by anything. Brothers and sisters, in our daily Christian living, there are so many things that would make us stumble. When you see all the things happening in the church, maybe you have come to realizing of some things of those who have believed in the Lord long way before you. Something happened to them. And something you cannot get over with. That caused you not being able to walk in the spiritual journey. Brothers and sisters, too many, many things are happening
in us.
And we know those are the schemes of Satan. Those are the stones to make you stumble. But we thank the Lord, by the grace of God, we can bypass everything. Brothers and sisters, I don't have to spell this out so clearly, but learn to live in the light of the Word. So, very readily, naturally, the God's Word will sanctify us. Because God's Word right there enlightens us, corrects us. The minute that God's Word sends out its light, it enables to see our true being. Because God's Word manifests our true condition. Enables us to see our sins, so to ask for forgiveness. So God's Word, we ask for His Word to correct us. Right there, we experience God's Word cleansing us. Cleanses us from all the filthiness and uncleanness. And right there, we are entering into a sanctified life. Therefore, in Ephesians, we read that through the washing of the water by the word of God, the church will be sanctified. To become holy, isn't the church holy already? Why is it still need God's word to cleanse it? It tells us the church is not yet fully perfected. On the position of being sanctified in the salvation, yes. the church is holy, but in reality, the church is filled with filthiness.
所以才需要用水借道把教会洗净，成了圣洁的教会。
That's why the church needs to be sanctified, be cleansed with the washing water by the word of God.
感谢主，教会在主的宝血洁净底下已经圣洁了。
We thank God through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the church has been sanctified.
现在所需要的是用水来洁净。
What the church needs now is to be cleansed
by
the washing water through the God's word.
所以当一个人在读神的话语的时候，自然而然慢慢主的话就来更新他，再来改变他。So
if a person reads God's word, gradually God's word will sanctify this person to renew that person.
所以很显然，一个人不读神的话，他不肯过一个圣洁的生活。
So apparently, if a person does not read God's word, there is no way for him to lead a sanctified life.
他想要过一个圣洁的生活，没有路可以走。
Even though he wants to live his holy life, there is no way for him
to do so. Because
the Bible teaches distinctly that only through the washing of the water by the word of God could one be sanctified and become holy. A person without God's word constantly sanctifying him, there is no way for him to come before God. This is so true with the priest in Old Testament. When they were about to enter into the sanctuary to be drawn near to God, to serve Him, first thing he needed to do to come before the altar, there he would kill the sacrifices with the blood of the animals.
表明这个祭司他要进到圣所之前，他在那已经得到血的洁净。
Signifying the fact that before the priest went into the sanctuary, he was first sanctified.
但他是不是祭坛经过以后，他就可以来到至圣所，来到圣所，在那里亲近神、侍奉神呢？
But is it that once he got over the bronze altar, he could just come before the sanctuary to draw near to God to serve him?
就是地位来说，他已经有血在他身上了。Position
wise, yes, he had God's blood on him.
但是他还是不能进到圣所来侍奉神、亲近神。
He could not enter into the holy sanctuary to serve him. So after this altar, there was this a basin of water.
A
basin, and there was water in it. There, the priest had to wash his hands and feet. Then he could enter the temple to serve God. What is the basin made of?
圣经告诉我们说是在会幕前侍奉的妇人用的镜子做的。
The Bible tells us that this basin was made of the bronze of all those women who served before the tabernacle from their mirrors.
就是妇人她要打扮自己的时候所看用的那个镜子。
You know, when a woman tried to spruce herself up, she would use to look at the mirror. So that tells us that even though the priest had gone through the altar, but before entering the holy temple, he had to come to the word of God that serves as the mirror would reveal his true being.
所以雅各书也告诉我们说，神的道呢，就是一面镜子。
Therefore, in James, we read that God's word is a mirror,
让人可以看见自己的本相。
Which shows a person's true condition.
所以祭司来到洗濯盆那里，他看见他自己本相的时候。
So as the priest came to the basin, seeing his own condition,
他看见他手是脏的，他脚是脏的。
He saw that his hands, his feet were dirty.
所以他必须这么洗一洗。
Therefore, he needed to be washed.
干净了，他才能进到圣所去亲近神、侍奉神。
After he was clean, then he would enter into the holy temple to serve God.
因为他在那里受了光照。There
he was enlightened.
因为这个手跟脚是和这个世界接触最直接的地方。Because
his feet and his hands were the parts that would make the first contact with the world.
只有他带着一个干净的身体，他才能进到至圣所，亲近神、侍奉神。
Only when he had this clean body could he go into the holy temple to serve God. Therefore, he needed to be washed by with water to wash his feet and hands. We see the Lord Jesus Christ said the same thing to his disciples. John 13, as Jesus was about to wash disciples' feet,
他来到, 彼得面前,
he came before Peter.
彼得拒绝,
and Peter refused Jesus to wash his feet.
彼得想这个主怎么可以来洗我的脚呢? 那实在是我不配。
Because Peter thought, this Lord, how could he wash my feet? I was so unworthy.
应该我要洗主的脚,怎么主来洗我的脚呢?
It should have been that I came to wash his feet. How could it be the other way around?
万不可洗我的脚。
And Peter said, far be it from this, you would never wash my feet.
主耶稣说, 若是我不洗你的脚, 你就与我无分。
And Jesus says that if I do not wash your feet, you have no part in me.
什么叫与我无分呢?
What does that mean, you have no part in me?
若是我不洗你的脚, 你就没有办法和我有交通, 有分。
That means if I do not wash your feet, there is no way for you to have fellowship with me.
感谢主, 彼得他明白了。
Now we thank the Lord, Peter now understood.
他对主说, 主啊, 不仅我的脚, 连我的头都要洗。
So he said to Jesus, Lord, not only my feet, but my head and my hands.
主耶稣说不需要洗, 洗那么多。
And the Lord said, no, you don't need to do all that.
主耶稣说, 洗过澡的人, 只要把脚洗一洗就, 全身就干净。
Who has bathed himself just needs to wash his feet and he is clean.
什么是洗, 洗过澡的人呢?
What does that mean, he who has
洗过澡表示说这个已经蒙恩得救了。
It tells us this is the person who has been saved by his grace.
他已经被洁净过了一个人。
He has been sanctified.
现在呢, 因为他在地上走路的时候, 脚沾到一些不洁净, 世界污秽东西。
Now as he walks on earth, his feet come into contact with some unclean, filthy things.
所以你现在要与我交通, 你要亲近我, 你要就近我。
Now you want to fellowship with me. Now you want to come near to me.
你不需要再洗, 再洗一次全身。
You don't need to take a bath.
你只要把自己脚洗洗, 你就干净, 你就可以进到我面前来。
Just wash your feet, then you can come before me.
你就可以与我有交通, 与我有分量。
Then you will be partakers of me, and you will come to fellowship with me.
我们知道脚是我们人最脏的一个地方。
We know feet are the dirtiest part of the body.
我记得小时候,
I remember when I was young.
有时候晚上偷懒不想洗澡, 要去睡觉。
Sometimes I was lazy at night. I didn't want to take a bath. I just wanted to go to bed.
妈妈说, 啊, 不洗澡, 总要脚洗干净上床睡觉吧。
My mom always said, well, if you do not take a shower, at least wash your feet, then go to bed.
好像脚洗好, 全身就干净, 就可以睡觉了。
As though she was saying that once your feet were clean, it's just like you took a shower.
好像今天, 基督徒在地上过生活是, 是一样。
So likewise, Christians as we live in this world,
我们全身都洗过了, 洗过澡的人了。
We are those who have taken bath already.
我们现在所要洗的地方就是我们的脚。
The parts that we need to wash are our feet.
因为当我们在地上走路的时候, 许多灰尘, 粘在我们脚上。
Because as we walk on the ground, so many dust would come to our feet.
叫我们污秽肮脏, 叫我们与神之间有了间隔。
To defile us, to cause this gap between us and God.
叫我们不能来到主的面前来亲近他。
So that we cannot come before Him to draw near to Him.
我们现在只要把我们脚洗一洗, 我们就可以来到他面前。
Now, just wash our feet, we can come before Him.
我们必须常常用水, 神的话来洗我们。
So constantly, we need to be washed through the washing the water by word of God.
圣洁成圣的生活。
Brothers and sisters, you want to live a holy, sanctified life.
除了我们常常读神的话,
apart from reading God's word.
一个不读主话语的, 一个人,
because a person who does not read God's word will never live a holy life.
他不可能经历成圣的生活,
will never experience this sanctified life.
他不可能过一个洁净的生活,
nor will he live a holy life.
只有当一个人愿意常常回到主话语的光中,
but if this person always comes back to the light of the word of God,
自然主的话在那里就, 发出亮光, 照亮我们, 显明我们的本相。
Very readily, the word of God would send out its light to reveal your true being.
我们在那里受了光照,
and they're wearing lighting.
我们在那里好像有一面子把本相显露出来。
There it seems you're looking into a mirror which shows who you are.
我们在那里求主来赦免我们的遮盖我们。
And there we're asking for God's forgiveness for his covering of the blood. We're sanctified by His word.
我们在那里, 我们就以主有份了,
there we are partakers of the Lord.
一个人常常主, 读主的话,
He who studies God's word all the time.
主的话常常在我们里面更新我们思想意念,
and God's word constantly renews our spirits and minds.
并且我们活在这个地上, 活在这个罪恶的世界,
and because we live in this sinful, dark world,
我们不一定做出外面那些, 罪恶的事情,
outwardly, we may not commit sinful acts, but our minds, our thoughts are replete with all those bad things. And we need to study God's word all the time to renew us. If God's word fills all our minds and thoughts, then many of the worldly things would not come into us so easily. Many of the world's dirty, filthy things would not permeate into us.
这只有借了主的话, 借了主的道, 像水一样的来洗净来更新我们,
this is only through the word of God, like water constantly washing us.
所以有人说, 读主的话, 虽然好像我们常常记不住,
so many people say, although we read the Bible all the time and it seems we cannot remember them,
竹篮子不能撑水,
it's like a bamboo basket, it cannot hold water.
把水倒下去的时候一下就落光了,
when you pour water into that bamboo basket, the water just leaks out.
竹篮子呢, 因为常常有水在那边冲冲冲, 这个篮子就干净了,
but even so, the basket being constantly being washed by water, the basket itself is clean.
就洁净了,
is sanctified.
我们心思意念就是一个圣洁的心思意念,
so our minds, our thoughts will become holy ones.
在那里就经历到原来神的话是那么有果效,
and there we would experience how effective God's word is.
所以弟兄们盼望有属灵成圣的经历, 必须要常常读主的话,
brothers and sisters, do you want to have this experience of sanctifying living? Read God's word, because only through His word that we could be sanctified.
他的话要洁净我们,
His word will cleanse us.
第三方面,
now third point is,
当一个人把自己奉献给神,
after a person consecrates himself to God,
当一个人站在常常在主面前读他话寻求他的心意,
when a person always reads God's word and sees God's heart,
自然而然在我们生活上就有许多事情不讨神欢喜的事物,
and many things in us we will find displeasing to God.
神在那里就要来给我们管教,
and right there God will discipline us.
管教好像是一个比较不好听的话在这个词,
discipline seems to be a negative term.
我想英文是 discipline, 就是训练,
now discipline simply means training.
就是神借环境就要训练我们这个人,
that is through the circumstances God wants to train us.
虽然这样训练这样管教的时候, 让我们觉得非常痛苦, 非常不舒服,
even though while we're being chastened, we don't feel comfortable, we just we don't like it.
我们神他不是随即意来管教我们,
but our God does not chasten us according
他有个目的的,
to according to some wishful thinking, but He has a purpose, so that we could become partakers of His holiness.
就在我们身上工作, 把他自己的生命, 把他圣洁的生命, 一点一点地做在我们身上,
through His word, God wants to form His holiness step by step into us.
不仅叫我们有圣洁地位, 叫我们有圣洁的实际,
so not only would we hold this holy position, but also we would embrace this reality of holiness,
把他自己更多做在我们身上,
so that He Himself could be more formed in us.
这是神的爱,
and this is God's love.
所以使徒告诉我们说, 这是因为他所爱的, 他才管教,
so Apostle tells us that God would discipline those whom He loves.
因为我们是他儿子,
because we are His sons.
我们不是私生子,
we're not illegitimate sons. We have His life.
因为我们是属他的儿女, 所以他才爱我们, 他才 用这些环境来管教我们,
it is because we are His sons. He loves us. That's why He chastens us through all these kind of environments.
所以一个人落在神的手中, 受神训练管教的时候, 证明他的确是神的儿女,
so he is falling into the hands of God, being chastened through all kinds of conditions, just proves that this is a son of God and God loves him.
一个人若是犯了罪, 好像走岔路, 好像神的, 好像在他身上没有什么事情发生,
if a person has sinned and has gone astray, but it looks like nothing has happened to him,
好像他也没有一个回转的一个意思,
It seems that he doesn't have the thought to return at all.
好像神在他身上好像没有什么作为,
as though God has done nothing in him.
这样的人很可能他根本就不是神的儿女。
And a person like this most likely has never been saved, not a son of God.
因为他不是神的儿女, 所以就任凭他去。
Because he's not a child of God, so God simply let him go.
他喜欢做什么,他往哪里去,
God doesn't care wherever he goes, whatever he wants
只有神的儿女神他才在乎。
God cares about only his own children.
因为是他的儿子,不是私生子。
Because these are his sons, not our children out of wedlock.
所以一个人落在神的手中,受神的管教,对付的时候,那显明这个人在神面前是神所爱的。
So he who falls into the hand of God, being chastened by him, only shows the very thing that he is God's beloved, he truly is the one who has been saved by God's grace. So, brothers and sisters, in your Christian walk, if you have never experienced incidents like this as though God is chastening you, as though you are free to do anything you desire, nobody has any control over you. Even though when you do something wrong, nothing happens. Maybe you really have to consider it seriously. Are you being born out of wedlock, illegitimate son? How come God does not chasten me and does not deal with me? Why is God allows me to go my own way? We thank God that he whom God loves, God will chasten. Only through God's chastening hand, God's holiness could be formed in this person. And this person could have part in God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we all desire to live a sanctifying, a holy life.
要经历什么是一个圣洁,
and we want to experience what is holiness, what is sanctity. We have to do this according to God's principles. In the Bible, we can see so many of God's principles, laws. You do according to God's laws, and things will happen accordingly. And you would come to see this kind of result. This spiritual laws will never change.
不可以越级的,
you will never transgress them, go over them.
那我们知道在圣经里面也讲了很多方面怎样才能过一个真正属灵成圣的生活。
Of course, the Bible talks about in other places how to live a truly spiritual holy life.
但是我们今天所交上不过是几方面而已。
What we touch upon today is just few aspects of this theme. However, this is a very fundamental
foundation.
Without this foundation, none of other aspects of holiness means anything to us. Everyone has to start from consecration.
如果是一个人没有经过奉献,
he who does not consecrate himself to God will never experience a truly holy life. He who does not want to study God's word all the time will never live a holy life either. Maybe he does not commit many sinful acts, but still he's not considered holy. He is considered worldly. He is a man belonging to the world, not to God. Only when he is willing to commit himself to the hand of God, willing to receive all the discipline from him, learning to surrender himself, to let go of himself, could God work in him. In the end, God would cause him to bear the fruits of righteousness, so that he would become the partaker of God's holiness. Therefore, God said through Peter that without holiness you have no part in me.
主若不是常用他的话来洁净我们, 我们就以主无分。
If God has not constantly cleansed us through His Word, then we would have departed Him. We cannot fellowship with Him. Because without holiness, no one can see God. Only a holy person can come before God. Only a person who has experienced the sanctification can experience God's presence. May God command His grace among us. I would like to finish my sharing at this point. Brother, would you please say a prayer for us?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.